Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Russian President Putin offers economic optimism. President Putin painted a rosy picture of the Russian economy Thursday. During a four-hour call-in show, Mr. Putin said the Russian economy, predicted by its central bank to contract by as much as 4% this year, could advance again in less than 2 years. That's faster than he predicted when the United States and European countries first announced the sanctions last year. The International Monetary Fund is forecasting a recession in Russia this year. The Russian leader also accused the United States of trying to dominate international relations, but said Russia is still always open to cooperation. A prominent Ukrainian journalist known for his pro-Russian views was fatally shot. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says Oles Buzina, chief editor of the newspaper Segodnya, was shot near his home in Kiev by two masked gunmen. Oleg Kalishnikov on Wednesday, a former lawmaker loyal to ousted pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych, was killed in a similar attack. That happened outside his apartment in the Ukraine capital. Thousands of people marched through the South African city of Durban on Thursday to protest recent anti-immigrant violence that's left five people dead and thousands displaced. In a suburb of Johannesburg, police fired rubber bullets and tear gas on Thursday to break up a crowd of anti-immigrant protesters aiming to attack foreign-owned shops. Islamic State militants pounded the Iraqi government security compound in the center of Anbar province's capital Ramadi Thursday. Militants used suicide car bombs against defenders of the city's center. The provincial governor is calling for reinforcement and arms. This is VOA News. Negotiators from Iran and a group of world powers will hold their next round of talks on Iran's nuclear program next week in Vienna. The two sides will be working April 22nd and 23rd on taking the framework agreement they put together earlier this month and turning it into a final deal by their self-imposed deadline of June 30th. Here is White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The fact of the matter is this is a diplomatic negotiated agreement that will require the Iranians to make both serious commitments and demonstrate a willingness to cooperate with the most intrusive inspections that have ever been imposed on a nuclear program to verify that they're living up to those commitments.
The group that includes the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany wants Iran to curb its nuclear activity to ensure it is not building nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting sanctions that have hurt the Iranian economy. Al-Qaeda militants have taken control of a major airport in Yemen's southern city of Mukalla. A major oil terminal in southern Yemen also fell under the control of militants. Yemeni Vice President Khaled Baha says he does not want foreign troops in his country and wants negotiations for peace. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
From Saudi Arabia Thursday, Vice President Khaled Baha called for new peace talks.
We are still hoping that there is no ground campaign will be along with the air campaign. This is what we are hoping.
He calls on Yemeni people to abandon tribal loyalties in favor of national unity. But the fighting rages on between Houthi militants and their allies, and the allies of the internationally recognized government. Saudi Arabia has been conducting airstrikes in Yemen for weeks on the side of the government, and rival regional power Iran is believed to be on the Houthi side. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
An Ohio man who traveled to Syria last year faces terrorism charges here in the United States for allegedly training alongside terrorists in Syria and coming back to the U.S. with the intent to launch attacks on a military facility prison. 23-year-old Abdirahman Sheikh Mohammed of Columbus, Ohio, was indicted by a federal grand jury Thursday. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the Florida mailman who landed a one-man helicopter on the grounds at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday literally flew under the radar. A federal judge charged 61-year-old Doug Hughes Thursday with violating restricted airspace and illegally flying an unregistered aircraft. Hughes told the Tampa Bay Times newspaper he wanted to carry out an act of civil disobedience to bring attention to campaign finance reform and what he calls government corruption. And African Union observers have given tacit approval to elections in Sudan. Ahead of the mission, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo said observers are concerned suppression of human rights may have constrained participation. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.